Welcome to the Tech Today podcast. It's your host, John Maeda. You know, typically on Thursday night, we publish the Bank Term Funding Program update. On March 11th, the Fed ended new loans under the BTFP. And tonight, what we did is we published a note. And what you're looking at is a graphic, a version of which I included in the note. And the graphic speaks to bank borrowing under the Federal Reserve's discount window program. And I started to talk about this in January. And what I said was that as the BTFP expires and as the loans that banks were extended under the BTFP, as those loans sort of mature and roll off bank balance sheets and the banks no longer have that liquidity, some of those banks may need to go to the Fed in the absence of the BTFP and take on a new loan in order to generate the liquidity that that bank may need to meet depositor withdrawal demand. Which is what happened, of course, in March of 2023, when depositors started to move money out of banks. A lot of banks got caught flat-footed. They didn't have cash on hand. They had lent out cash on hand. A lot of the collateral that they would use to take on new borrowings, that collateral was underwater. That collateral being fixed income securities that the banks purchased when Fed funds was at zero. And so naturally by March of 2023, Fed funds was quite a bit higher than zero. And given the inverse relationship between interest rates and bond prices, those bonds had lost a substantial amount of value. Unrealized losses peaked around $683 billion. As of the end of the September 2023 quarter. They came down a bit at the end of the December quarter. I'm sure they're now a bit higher than they were in December, given that yields have increased. In any event, what you're looking at now, that spike that you see is primary credit under the Federal Reserve's discount window. And I believe that number is $153 billion as of March of last year. So that was the peak, $152.9, $153 billion. And I said that when the BTFP expires, you'll probably see another, this outstanding balance, the primary credit balance, will start to ramp up again as bank borrowing ticks up. So if you look at, let's go to... they do year to date, that's 1 year. Let's move this out to January of 2024. So now we're looking at January 1, 2024 through Wednesday of this week. So the data that was reported tonight was as of Wednesday. And you could see that we've had a little spike in the outstanding balance. The balance increased 133% over the past week to 6.3 billion. So 6.3 billion is a long ways away from the peak of 153 billion in March of last year, just prior to the BTFP being rolled out in response to the heavy borrowing under the discount window. So a couple of things. Investors ought to look at banks who are tapping the Fed discount window as being in a weaker position. It is not a good thing if a bank has to borrow from the discount window. The Fed has put out propaganda saying, investors should not look at bank borrowing from our discount window as a sign of weakness. They're trying to talk down market concern. That effort started in January. It is a sign of weakness. Whether this number is going to peak, I don't know. But let's see how this plays out over the next number of weeks. It's my belief that it's the banks that are going to cause the Fed to ultimately lower rates. The only way to get those heavy unrealized losses that banks are carrying on their balance sheet. The only way to dramatically cut those losses would be for the Fed to reinflate the bond market by way of taking its Fed funds rate down. So I think that will happen, particularly if we start to see bank borrowing under this discount window program. If we continue to see this ramp, I mean, let's just say, for example, by the next Fed meeting, this number went from $6.3 billion to $20 or $30 billion. I could see the Fed cutting. And then if we go from 20 or 30 to 70, the Fed's either going to have to put a new facility in place, another bailout like the BTFP, or they would take rates down to, let's say, 2. And then the next move would be 0. I'm not buying that the Fed's going to end this year around 4% and then next year, 2025, somewhere north of 3% for Fed funds. They're going to be close to 0 by next year, if not 0 this year. Certainly in response to a steep ramp that took bank borrowing under this discount window to $70 billion, $80 billion. I could see the Fed getting to 0 Fed funds in short order. That's all for now. I'll see you next time.